Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. And we want to thank all our listeners who are tuning in more than ever before. The numbers keep increasing as people want to know how people are going back to work and positioning themselves for this new economy. My co-host for this segment, since this is an FEI segment, the Financial Executives International, is the one and the only Evan Macedo of FEI and Sapers & Wallach. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be here as always. I know we have a wonderful show ahead of us, so very excited to get the ball rolling.
Well, I also want to compliment us. I guess we were channeling each other this morning with our blue shirts, so but I guess Holly didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo, yeah.
And that person you see on the screen talking who didn't get the memo was Holly Knight, a retirement education person at Sapers & Wallach. Welcome, Holly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, you know, could you explain your role for us at Sapers & Wallach? It's a kind of unique title.
Sure, I will give that a shot. So I'm the employee education consultant for Sapers & Wallach. So I handle all of the education programming that comes out of our office. So we have a lot of clients with a lot of employees who we do education for. And there's a whole rainbow of flavors as far as what topics we talk about. Obviously, right now we're talking about some certain ones. So that's what I do at Sapers & Wallach.
Oh, good. Evan, do you have do you want to jump in right away as you usually do?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. I love to just dive right in. You know, I know you do a lot of education and you do a lot of education on the markets, but are you hearing that the participants you're talking to, are they nervous about what's going on with the market right now?
Ah, that's a good question. So yeah, I mean, obviously we're kind of in a different environment right now. I think that anytime that we have market volatility, and we have it, right? That's part of the market cycles. So anytime we have market volatility, you have participants or employees or investors who are nervous, right? They want to make sure that their money is still working for them. I would say that this particular situation is a little bit different in that, you know, we've got some more complex variables involved with that. People are staying at home, so they're trying to balance a lot of different things. So that's just adding to some of the anxiety, I think, and some of the stress. But yeah, I mean, we're hearing it quite a bit. Our phone has been very busy over the last couple of months, and people asking whether or not they should be changing their, you know, their portfolios. You know, we've been through this before. We'll go through it again. And our advice is pretty much always the same in that, you know, as long as you, your allocations are appropriate for you based on your age and based on your time horizon, then the strategy that you put into place, if, you know, if you're not 5 to 7 years out from retirement, then you really shouldn't be doing anything differently. Obviously, if you're 5 to 7 years out, you might want to talk to someone just to make sure that it's still the right path for you at that time. But yeah, so it's been a lot of communication lately, a lot of communication, and it's really been about just calming people's fears. I also teach at the University of New Hampshire. I teach a business class to freshmen. And one of the best topics that we talk about is behavioral finance. I kind of geek out to this stuff, and I find it really interesting to figure out what drives people to make the financial decisions they do. And this is really no different, right? So this is, you know, that whole, we're human, we're emotional people by nature. And when the markets are going up, we get really excited and we want to buy. And then when the markets go down, people get nervous. They hear lots of input from the news and their neighbors and their friends and, oh, I should sell. So then they start to sell. So that works completely counterintuitively to what we should be doing, right? We should be, and I think we all know this fundamentally, we know it, but we just don't always follow it. We should buy low, sell high. During market volatility, though, it's typically the reverse. So a lot of education that we're doing right now is really just, you know, calming people's fears, having conversations with them, and just listening, because it's really, they just want to be validated that they're on the right path, and that's what we do.
Great, you can go, Jeff.
Well, no, so really what you're delivering now is different than what it was 2 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, we still do education around the mechanics of financial planning, right? The ABCs of investments, basics, financial planning, estate planning, things like that. We're still doing that. But the majority of what we're hearing from people, from our clients and from our participants is, you know, am I okay? Should I change my allocations? What should I be doing? They just want that kind of reassurance. So most of our education has been around, you know, showing them market history, showing past trends and what's happened and what happened after that, and just, you know, having them stay the course, because that's really important for their long-term goals.
And Holly, earlier you had mentioned, you know, we're all staying at home. Hopefully we're mostly all staying at home for everybody's safety, but that's really, you know, throwing a wrench into a lot of people's plans. And I know in the past, somebody in your position would go drive to offices all over the state, all over, you know, New England, and do these big, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 person group live education sessions. Mm-hmm. How has that changed? And how are you utilizing technology to really continue providing the service that, you know, our clients need?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is definitely a very different reality than what we're used to. I will say personally, I love being in front of people because you can feel their energy and it's more engaging. So my challenge has always been to try and make that engaging through a screen. I think we all face that a little bit. So, you know, we're tapping into all the same types of platforms that many folks out there are. We use Zoom calls for webinars. But in addition to doing that type of education setting, we're also creating videos, short snippets of videos, because we're hearing from clients, you know, shorter, more concentrated information is better. We're doing blog posts, we're doing radio show interviews, we're doing town hall meetings, we're doing all kinds of different things just to kind of be out there and touch on, you know, the important education, financial education topics that we need to be talking about. So this is actually, in some ways, this has been kind of a good thing for us, because I think we've been able to reach way more people. I'm doing 4 to 5 education meetings a week. So, you know, that's, and I don't have to worry about getting in my car and driving there. So that it allows us to touch more people more often. And so from that perspective, it's actually been kind of great. The other thing that we've been doing just to, because one of the most important or one of the most utilized services that we do is we offer one-on-one consultations. So, you know, this is for folks who, you know, they don't want to raise their hand and speak up in a class and kind of air their own financial laundry. But this allows us to, so the one-on-ones allow us to do that, you know, in a more confidential setting. But obviously we can't do that now. So we've set up a scheduling link on, it's in our signatures. So a participant, an employee, a client can just click on that link and it automatically goes to our online calendar. They can schedule their meeting and they never have to worry about going back and forth and trying to schedule. In my experience, I find that when you're going back and forth, just trying to schedule something like that, sometimes people get like analysis paralysis, right? And they're just like, you know what, never mind. I don't need the help, or I don't want to talk to someone. It's taking too long to figure this out. So this has really, really increased the amount of conversations and communications that we've had just by adding that link and letting people schedule their own time with us. It's been great.
That's amazing. Jeff, do you have something to add?
I'm just amazed listening to it. Is there a topic that you think that entrepreneurs aren't listening to that they should take more seriously?
Well, I mean, I think right now the general public, I think outside of our industry perhaps, but the general public, they're, you know, they're looking at the numbers, they're looking at the markets and the news and all of those things. And one thing we talk to clients and participants about is, listen, again, as long as you are allocated correctly and your strategy is aligned with what it should be for you, then down markets, if you've got time, 7 years or more in the markets, you should see this as an opportunity. Because if you are dollar cost averaging, so if you're taking the set amount out of your paycheck every week that's going into your retirement account, people typically will go into their account and they're looking at the amount, right? They're looking at that number and they're watching that number drop and they're freaking out. And understandably, right? It's our money. It's our hard-earned money. We're putting it away for retirement. We're watching that balance go down. But if you've got a lot of time in the market, you should see that as a great opportunity, because that same, let's just say $100, if you're putting $100 a week in, you're buying a lot more shares. So, you know, telling people you should be looking not just at that number, because unless you're taking it out tomorrow, it's not really going to impact you. Look at your shares and how many more shares you're going to get. And then as the markets start to recover, you know, you have more to work with. So it's actually a very good opportunity. So that's something that we try and counsel people on or guide them as far as making decisions on, you know, changing their allocations or stopping their contributions.
We've been speaking with Holly Knight, educational consultant for Sapers & Wallach, with my co-host of Evan Macedo of FEI and Sapers & Wallach. Holly, if someone wants to get in touch with you and find out more about your services and how it could be helpful for them, how would they find you?
Sure. So I actually, can you see it? So our email address is solutions@sapers-wallach.com. If you send an email to that address, everyone on our retirement planning team gets the same email. So it'll come into the box and then we triage it to the appropriate person. So that's a great contact email for us. And then of course our phone number is listed as well. It's 617-223-2600.
Right, Evan, do you want to give your information as well?
Absolutely. So, you know, Evan Macedo, Vice President of Finance and Operations for Sapers & Wallach, and also a member of Financial Executives International. I'll just give my direct line here, 617-715-0131. If you want to talk to me about what we're doing here and how we can help, or if you want to be a member of FEI and you want to hear from me what that personally is like, I'd love to talk to you.
Great. I want to thank both of you for attending the show today, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.